Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky, and football season is here, and that means Baldy, Brian Baldinger, every Tuesday, 7:30 all season long. Baldy! Now back to Steiny and Goo, who always bring that heat. Well, at least most of the time.
All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Butch, where's our Spadoni one? He probably didn't.
Have you done those for the other shows?
Yeah, I just did for Willard and Dibbs.
I haven't. Yeah, I've done one for the morning roast.
Yeah, did you do
one for Carter? They don't run it though.
I would love to hear it.
That's really good.
I got you. Hoop season down to man's. Oh boy, hoop season.
What's the eye test tell you about this Niners team? 888-957-9570. We're trying to figure out how good this team is. Maybe we don't have to figure out how good
perfect,
it is now.
Well, they're perfect. 2-3.
That's one way to look at it.
Okay, and it's all how you look at life, man. But they're 3-0. Again, we had the rat on the table. Is Purdy going to play? Is Brock Purdy going to play against Jacksonville? But what if I told you real quick, Stoney, in a crazy world, I do care, but I don't care because they got a viable backup quarterback. Well, give me that. That's one thing we've learned.
Well, if you say they've got a viable backup quarterback, then that means – you should be less impressed with the wins from the backup because he's the best backup in football, and Kyle Shanahan's great at coaching that guy.
But to Ross Tucker, I keep bringing Ross up.
Because he won with Garoppolo.
When you win with the backup quarterback, it's almost like a bonus win because you're not supposed to normally in the NFL, you know? That drop-off is so, you know, humongous. But in this case, I'm starting to think, I'm just saying, Mac Steiner, he was a starter. He's not an old dude. He's not an old head. He's throwing the ball. And something I came up with before you go yesterday, because I was just mesmerized about, man, 80 pass attempts. So that's 40 each game around for Mac Jones. But I looked at Seattle, that box score, Steiner, your boy threw it around the yard, Brock Purdy, 35 times. So maybe that was an indication that this run game is not where it needs to be. So this is not a trust issue or Kyle showing more trust in Mac Jones and his arm than he is Brock. And we talked about it at the crossover. Brock threw it 35 times. So I'm just saying, had he been in these last two games, maybe he's throwing it around still 80 times in two.
This is from Rich Alexander on the YouTube chat. That's dumb, Steiny. Backups are never supposed to win.
And
that's not true.
I ain't calling you dumb.
We say it all the time that if a backup quarterback's got to play for you three or four games, you know, can you win a couple of them to kind of keep you in the fight? And he's won the two games that he's quarterbacked. So but you know what? Like, that to me, like, they get credit for that. The 49ers get credit for winning with a backup quarterback. But I also tie that win into Kyle Shanahan.
Like, no doubt.
That's what he can do. He can make an offense look good even when they don't have all their starters, and that's what he did, and that's a big reason why they won that game.
Let me read this to you from my critics, Dottie. Austin in San Jose. Guru, what is a bonus win? Backups are paid to win games as well. Is pro football, Guru? Mariota did his job, so what? The so what is, how many seasons have been lost, Austin, when backup quarterbacks had to take over for the starter, and you know right away, oh boy, this is too big of an ask.
I mean, in fairness.
I'm just saying, real quick, Mariota, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him if Daniels was out for the year, But I'm looking at Mac Jones in a Kyle Shanahan system, Austin, and I'm thinking I would – hey, it might not work, but what I've seen through two games and two wins is they might have a chance to keep this thing steady.
I guess my question is, how many games is Mariota going to play?
Gotcha.
Before the starter comes back.
But even if he had to play nine, Stoney,
And you know what? And I'll say this. If Mac Jones has to play eight more games, the next eight games.
With Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, but I still say they'd pay the price for that.
Mm. Wow. Nick Foles on line one.
I think they would win fewer games if Mac Jones quarterbacked the rest of the year than Brock Purdy. Mm. So, but Purdy's doing his job right now.
Mac, you mean?
Yes. Mac Jones is. Let's go to Devin's in an Uber. Hey, Devin, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
I wanted to speak on the eye test. See, now I got to be realistic, Jeremy. This is strictly for the delusional fans out there, not for the true ones, right? All right. If we look, first of all, getting a dub in anything is the goal, right? So salute to them winning, regardless, right? But there are fans that truly believe this 3-0 is the same 3-0 as the Bills, right? If we put them together, we know what's going to happen. Like, we got to be serious, right? The Bills 3-0 screams, uh-oh, this is a Super Bowl team,
right? Like,
potentially, right?
Right.
The Niners 3-0 is, well, this is nice. You know, we're missing guys. Hip, hip, hooray. It's not the same. And it's okay to understand that, right? Like, it's not to diminish what the Niners are doing. It's nice. It's cute. It's cool, right? They're halfway to what they had last year. So I think that it's an improvement, right? When we talk like that, and then what we'll say is, like, I hate people trying to dismiss the favorable schedule. Like that's nothing, you know? Like, that is something, you know? And because if you're the person that says, well, it is the same 3-0 as the Buffalo Bills, like, well, are we not looking at who the Bills are playing, you know, and what they're doing to who they're playing? Like, they're dropping 40 a week. You see what I'm saying? And the Niners are lucky, you know, to escape off with the 16 points. You know, like, it's okay to win, but it's different. And that's all I'm saying. And honestly, it doesn't mean they won't make the playoffs. They could very well make the playoffs, you know, scraping by. What I'm wondering, though, and I think the real question, right, the reason why we're asking if there's an eye test, if and when they get to the playoffs, are they going to get manhandled? Or your guys, or for Niner fans, and before I go, this is a concluder, right? Niner fans, are you comfortable, right? Even with your starter, are you comfortable going into the playoffs? You guys expect a Super Bowl run? Not saying you're going to win a Super Bowl, but are you guys – what are the expectations with what you guys are seeing? Because I see one and done out of the playoffs, right? But I love you guys. You know, thank you.
Back at you.
Appreciate it, Devin.
My goal for the Niners on what I thought without the injuries was making the playoffs.
With the injuries, with everything that's happened, I still think that should be the goal, and that's realistic. And Devin, that's kind of the way I'm looking at it, too. Like, I don't believe this team has a – like, I would say right now, if you told me the Niners win the division at 10-7 and get beat in their first playoff game, I think that would have been a really good year. Now, everybody's going to say, well, you know, if you get to the playoffs, and that's the thing. Like, if they get to the playoffs and do some damage, well, then they got action, obviously. I don't think not just for this year, but for the foreseeable future. So my expectations are they can make the playoffs. After that, I really don't expect much. But I'll bet you right now, if I told or I said to the 49ers, would you take a playoff appearance? Just a playoff appearance right now. I think a lot of them would say, no, not just that. And it's I don't like that's an optimistic fan. I get that. But that would surprise me.
But now, with the loss of Bosa, one would think it's going to be more difficult. So if you got to the second round in the playoffs, forget winning or losing. I mean, that's a hell of a season to me with this young defense and the loss of Bosa when you just put that there. But nothing we say, and I'm not mad at the conversation at all, but nothing we say today or do, Stani, is going to change the data. We need more. I'm going Fizdale. Take that for data. We need more data to find out if this team can sustain what they are and where they're going to end up. But if this team, without Bosa now, moving forward, can get to the playoffs, I think that's a win.
I think it is, too. I'm just wondering if that's enough for certain 49er fans. What do you got, Kenny?
Yeah, I was just listening, and it's funny because Devin brought up, like, what if the Bills and the Niners were to square off right now? It would look different from that 3-0 team to the Niners 3-0. And it's interesting because I saw a tweet that Greg Aumann, he's the Fox NFL reporter, one of the Fox NFL reporters, he put out an interesting tweet. He said the opponent records for the 6 3-0 NFL teams, right? So that's the combined record for the opponents that those 3-0 teams have faced. The Colts have, it's 1-8. The Bucks 1-8, the Bills 1-8, the Chargers 3-6, the Eagles 4-5, and the Niners 4-5.
Mm.
So if you're looking at it that way, they faced better opponents than those other 3-0 teams, aside from the Eagles.
No, I love that. And Kenny, I'm not being rude. I'm just doing my Steiny. What if I said, Steiny, I don't care about that. That guy went and got that data. Because when you say that, are fans supposed to feel different or guilty or not that excited about the 3-0? The 3-0 is the 3-0. That's all I'm telling you. So, Kenny, that's all I'm focused on, and I think that's all obviously the Niners are, but I'm not sitting here, and we hadn't taken a call where Niner fans were headed to the Super Bowl, because that would be stupid to say that after 3 weeks. But nobody picked Vegas had them the 8th. Best chance to go to the Super Bowl before the season started. But all that is to do what Harry feels in his guts, Donnie. This team is not that good. He might be right, but he can't be right until 4 or 5 more weeks until they're 3-5 or 3-4.
Yeah, you know,
but today they're undefeated.
They're undefeated, but they're still the same team. Like, they're undefeated. They're 3-0, and you won't be able to take that away from them.
Right.
But it's every fan's right to have the prerogative of, we're 3-0, but we're not a 3-0 team. We're a little fortunate, so we got a long way to go. We're not that good.
Well, I think that to the point, though, is that, you know, the better teams that we think are better than the Niners, they haven't faced anybody that's of worth compared to what the Niners have done. They faced 2-1 teams. They've beaten 2-1 teams, with the one loss being against, you know, the Niners.
Gotcha.
I guess my question would be, okay, so the Bills, what's their, like, who'd they play and what was their point differential? You know, I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
like,
we're going college on them.
I mean, they beat Miami.
We're not going college. We're going pro, saying the 49ers are 3-0, and they're about 7 plays away from being 1-2. But
correct. Or 0-3.
So I'm saying if the Bills have won 3 games 40-10, then that's been more impressive. I think that's what you're saying.
And I don't think they have, though, because they beat Miami by 10 in Buffalo, and they're the worst defense, like the worst rated defense in the NFL.
Yeah, they didn't cover. How about that?
That's right.
Yeah, I'll take a 10-point win.
Yeah.
Let's go to Vince is in San Francisco. Wants to jump in here. What's up, Vince? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't care how we win. It's the NFL. Anything can happen on Sunday, right? We've all seen the movie. Who would have thought the Falcons would put up a donut against Carolina? I mean, I was not expecting Carolina to just blow them out of the water, and nobody has expectations for Carolina. So for the Niners to be 3-0 with all these injured players, I mean, a win is a win. Whether you win ugly or you win pretty, you blow them out or you win by one, it don't matter. It's the NFL. You're top 1%. Professionals playing against the rest of the other 1%, right? Like, it's not, nothing is guaranteed. So, I mean, yeah, the Niners are hurt. We have upside. Teams are kind of showing their cards already, right? Like, we don't have Brock. We don't have Kittle. Bosa's down. Like, we're getting, I forgot the receiver's name, but he was suspended. He's done. So now DeMarcus, he's going to hit the field.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think anybody really expected to see CMC play the way that he's been playing. I mean, I feel bad because Kyle's going to run this dude into the ground. But if you got him and he can do it and he's willing to take those plays, I mean, we're going to pound the rock and try to take time of possession, which is Kyle's calling card. So, you know, but Goog, you keep talking about they got 80 pass plays since Mac's been quarterback. I also didn't expect that either. I didn't think we'd go 40 pass plays a game. So, you know, who knows anything, really?
Yeah.
It's also really early. Still the first quarter of the season. You know, and Jacksonville is actually, they seem like a legit team. So I don't know where was supposed to be a soft schedule. Does it seem like it's that soft of a schedule? Because Arizona is every bit the opponent that we needed. So I think we're good. All we got to do is get into the dance and anything can happen once we get there.
Well, that I agree with. Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I mean, here's the other way it's fair to look at. If you think the schedule is a joke, I kind of do, well then, what would be wrong with a fan reserving their judgment till the playoffs if they make them?
No, I have no issue.
Like, I think there's going to be people, if they go 11-6, that are going to be saying the whole season, this is fool's gold. Fool's gold. And I got to tell you, like, okay, I'll be honest with you, you know, and we're having fun with Harry. Last year, when the Vikings were winning, he kept saying they haven't beaten anybody. And whatever, I threw a couple teams up there, and the whole year, he said, well, they've kind of been fortunate. Yeah. I guess he was, what'd they finish, 12-5?
They had a
Minnesota,
great season.
They had
yes.
a really good year.
Okay.
Okay. And but I'm just telling you, all year he was saying Minnesota ain't it. And then he was like, you know what? They're probably going to make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to go anywhere.
See, I don't think that was
that's
that big of a stretch.
But
though.
He's right. Okay. And he, but that's okay. The way he's looking at the 49ers right now. So he could be right now, but we just don't know it.
And tell me,
but he could be wrong.
Give me something for this. Harry would also, and I don't know where he's at on this, is bigger than just what they didn't do in the playoffs, because I don't believe people were like, oh, the Vikings are going to the Super Bowl. But, Steiny, if I asked you, were the Vikings one of the surprise teams in the NFL last year, especially how they finished the year before, wouldn't you say yes?
It's a good question.
That's
were they picked? Like,
no, nobody had Minnesota doing diddly squat last year with Darnold.
Well, a lot of people don't have the 49ers winning the division this year. They have the Rams winning the division.
Now, I want to do a quick exercise with you and Kenny.
Yeah.
So, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, it's just, I mean, he's revitalized his career, Steiny. They're 3-0. Of this other five undefeated teams, they have a lesser point differential when it comes to wins.
Okay.
Niners have 10 points, and they're three combined wins. That's the difference. Tampa Bay's is 6, Dr. J, okay?
But meaning what? Meaning
like their three combined wins have come by 6 points. So every win has been, okay.
Gotcha.
The Falcons, they beat them 23-20. The Falcons, I mean, I don't know if you saw them get dominated by Carolina, okay? They beat them by 3. Beat the Texans, they stink right now. They beat them by 1. And then beat the Jets by 2. But I don't hear a lot of people saying, Kenny, oh, Tampa Bay's 3-0 is fraudulent. And those three teams aren't actually world beaters. And the Texans and the Falcons, my neighbor bet on them, I know stink. So why aren't the Bucs getting that Niner treatment?
Well, I mean, I think that's the point, though, because like how did the Bucs win those games? I mean, they almost blew it against the Jets last week with the blocked field goal, blocked punt, whatever. And then they had to make that comeback against the Texans where Baker ran for 20. That's my whole point. I'm actually supporting you, Goo. I don't know if you hear that. I'm supporting what you're saying, though, because you can't go by what they've done against certain teams.
Right.
You go by how they won those games and the fact that they're 3-0 because of that.
I also think, like, I have a theory, and it is
share it.
The first games of the season, they mean so much less than from the middle of the season on. Now, you get credit for the same amount of wins. Yeah. A win is a win is a win. But I'm sorry. This is the way I believe pro sports for the most part. And I get it. It's football. Every game counts.
It does.
I'm sorry. Teams aren't veteran players in the NFL. They don't play in the preseason. Like the teams we're seeing now aren't really indicative of the teams they're going to be in 3 weeks. Like I
feel like you're describing the Ravens, who are 1-2, but
like I think they're. Here's the other thing. Okay, I saw this. So what's okay? People say, give me the number on teams that start 1-3 that make the playoffs, because I'll tell you right now, it's going to be low, right? 10%. I'm telling you right now, whoever loses the Ravens-Chiefs game this weekend will make the playoffs.
Oh, okay. I believe that.
And I believe that pro players now look at, I get it, every Sunday, game's important. But I got news for you. 17 games is a long season. And I believe teams use the first month to ramp up and to
become
the team they're going to become. So yeah. I don't think any team right now is really who they are. I just think we see it all the time. Like who looks right? Best team in football first 2 weeks? Packers. They're the Packers.
But wouldn't that give you more confidence for Niner fan to be 3-0 and not rob them what you're talking about?
Yes and no. I mean, yes and no. Maybe the Cardinals are going to be a better team in 5 weeks.
But the Niners could be one of those teams, too.
Maybe, but maybe they're not. Like, I'm just saying, that's where I look at the 3-0. I don't take a huge amount out of it because I don't think teams are who they are. But again, you can't, these two wins that they got, they're going to be two wins in week 11 and week 13 and week 15. So better to win these games lose these games. And they have. Let's just maybe not read as much into these first four games as the next four games, let's say games 4, 5 through 8.
And I hear you. I swear I do. And that's why Harry, I think he would be hard pressed to find any of the six hosts that have said the Niners are going to the Super Bowl predicated off of their 3-0 start. Like that's a shot at all of us because we've seen the game. We know a play here, a play there. It could have gone a different way. But I think where Harry gets off the bus is we're focused on the positive and the growth, especially from this Niner team, where last year you were losing close games like this.
Maybe he still thinks they're a Super Bowl. But you know what? If you said to me, I do think the 49ers are a Super Bowl contender, I wouldn't sit here and be like, you're high. Because they have a chance to win the division with the schedule they have. So they're going to be in the mix. But does being in the mix automatically mean you're a good team?
If you keep stacking chips, which are wins.
Yeah. See, I get it. Like, some people, it's not going to be enough how many games the 49ers win this season, because no matter what happens, what's going to be their most impressive win? It's got to be week 5.
Rams.
If they can go down to the LA and win.
That's a Thursday night game.
That'd be their biggest win of the year, I think, no matter what happens.
You think that would mean something to Harry, though?
I don't know. It's a good
question. It should, though. Not change at all, but like, okay, maybe they're on to something. But see, nobody's selling Harry that they're headed to the Super Bowl, Stoney.
No, but I think a lot of people think that. I think right now, if the 49ers didn't make the playoffs, people would be really disappointed. Disappointed. Carter's nodding yes.
And I guess what
Harry's saying is, I'm not convinced this is a playoff team yet.
But when Willard asked us at the summit, didn't you say you saw a 10 win? But
that's I see 10 schedule. Wins. But you, I mean, I see 10
I
wins.
I saw 10. That was my number.
But if somebody sees less than 10 wins, then they think that something's going to catch up to the Niners at some point. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number, and I see some calls. We'll jump into them. Also want to get into the Giants.
Oh, man, we have to.
At some point this afternoon. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, not the same.
Dude, the show, the real show is the show during the commercials.
I just called the non sequitur, but I'm going to bring Kenny from Jersey in. What's the matter?
What do you mean they're not the same?
Okay, here's what I said. Just thinking about the New York Giants and New York Jets, who play in the Meadowlands, MetLife Stadium, North Jersey.
Which is not okay. The old one.
Here's what I said. So they don't play in New York. They just don't.
That's right.
Okay. Now they're still the fan base is still their hometown team. Here's what I'm saying. When Camilo Duvall got traded to the Yankees, and I was like, okay, he's going to the Yankees, pitching Yankee Stadium. He ain't pitching well there. He is not going to pitch well in Yankee Stadium. How come? Well, it's New York City. It's different. I don't believe if you play for the Giants or Jets that that's the equivalent of the pressure that a Yankee would feel.
See, I disagree only because
fair.
Are we talking in terms of where they're located?
No. I'm with Steiny.
Because I think that's what Steiny's getting at.
The pressure, the limelight, the pressure.
Both those teams are dumb trucks. They haven't done anything. Like, the Yankees are like, they're it.
Like, Daniel Jones was not run out because, like,
You don't think so?
I don't think he got every chance
under the sun.
Here's what I'm saying. I think Duvall's situation is much harder than Daniel Jones.
Thank you.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. But I don't get it twisted, though, because 25 minutes away is where the Lincoln Tunnel that connects to from New Jersey to New York is. It's not a distance thing because they both. And it's funny because when you mention the promo, like when you mention New York and the fact that Jets and Giants play in New Jersey, what are they always doing in the promos on ESPN and ABC and all that things like that?
You're
seeing New York City. It's the same thing with San Francisco and the Niners. They play in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
But we're always seeing the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate just because.
I got you.
But his
premise is right. The Yankee State, that they got standards. They will eat you up if you don't perform. The Jets and Giants, even though those guys have not. And what's my guy from BYU, Dibbs, and I thought was going to be the next Joe Namath for the Jets? And he's stuck.
Zach Wilson.
But I think the one thing,
they just played bad. It wasn't Giants, they aided the fans, you know.
A lot of Giants fans are Yankees fans, and a lot of Jets fans are Mets fans.
Okay.
Those are facts.
Okay.
So the Yankees fan is a Giants fan going there, and I think they're holding. Now, it may not be to the standard that what the Yankees are, but it's the same people going in the same.
Do you have a problem? And I'm taking this from you, Steiny. You didn't say this, but this is me. If Duvall would have went to Pittsburgh, he would have been the best version of himself. The fact that he went to the Yankees and that let Steiny, I think that bothered him. That's just me. That's why it didn't go well.
Blowing a save at McCovey Cove ain't the same as blowing one at Yankee Stadium and the aftermath.
He's right.
And he had been.
Oh, he had no chance
for
when he
the
went
Mets
there. I agree
too.
With that.
That's all
yeah,
I
yeah,
that's
same
all
with
I
the Mets too.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you make of real quick? Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, and Saquon Barkley. They wrote me off. I didn't write back, Steiny, and he's a starter in this league. I mean, it looked like it was over for him. But how do the Giants say night night to those guys, and then they go find success other places? And Daniel Jones, I know it's through 3 weeks, but Steiny, your man's on fire. Shout out Denzel.
What's the question?
what do you make of them not succeeding in New York and Barkley, Geno Smith, and right now Daniel Jones going other places and showing people, hey, look, I can throw it. I can run it. We thought my point is that's how bad those programs are. And light a candle for Jackson Dart.
You know, you also have to allow for the possibility that for whatever reason, and maybe they're part of it, that they've happened to draft players that unfortunately don't come into their own for 5 years.
Under your tutelage.
Well, I mean, it happens a lot when a player's, like, for example, Kuminga. If the Warriors get rid of him and he goes to Phoenix and blows up,
it would hurt.
Right, but I mean, would people say, why did that happen?
Yeah, why did it happen under your watch? Especially when you have no top-tier Thundercats.
My point is we don't know the answer. I could say, well, Warriors developed him, and then they let him go, and now he's great. So maybe the Warriors are just developing him for another team. Let's go to BD. He's at the hospital. Hope he's doing all right.
Oh, man.
Hope he works there.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
You all right, baby?
Hey, yeah, you know it's lunchtime.
Okay. You're working. All right.
Of course. Now, I'm a real Niner fan, and you know when people ask me how the 49ers are going to do for the last 10, 20 years, you know what I say? We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Look at it.
So that's a natural. And you know what? When they get some pieces back, you know, they're injured players. You know, it does happen. You know, we get some of them back, and then we stop L.A., you know, then they'll talk about us then. But you know what? They got a light schedule. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory because if they make it all the way, they are playing in Santa Clara. But those Bills are tough. I'll give you that. The AFC is tough right now. And we're going to be there, though. And you guys have a good one. I got to get back to work.
There it is.
Thank you. And I love you both. I love both of you guys, man. They make my day.
Right. Thanks, BD. Appreciate it.
Yep. Steiny, can I ask you a quick? Is the AFC that good? Baltimore's 1-2, and so is Kansas City. So we're talking about Buffalo. Cincinnati's 2-1. That ain't what he would. Like, this thing about the AFC, the Chargers are 3-0. Everybody in the AFC best, that was supposed to be the best division in football, they're 3-1-2 teams for now. So miss me with this AFC myth. It's tough.
So you said something about Tampa Bay's 3-0 and nobody's saying anything about that.
Of course, they're more 6 points, Tiny.
People think that it's me, but it's not. Harry says, I can explain that, Guru.
I'm all ears for this one.
He says the teams that played Tampa Bay didn't drop 3 touchdown passes. Well, that's why Tampa doesn't get the same scrutiny.
No, that did happen, man. We can go back to Olave in New Orleans. I know it was the first quarter.
And that's all he's saying.
And that happened. But what do you do with that? Return to win?
No,
tell the ref. What's the commercial started? Let me just get this off real quick.
You don't return it.
Where the kid's playing basketball and he tells the ref, that actually went off of me. Like, what are you supposed to do? You just benefit. Thank you. Come on, start. Like, what's Harry want the team, the Niners, to do?
Nothing. He wants them to play and he'll assess them. I can't believe this one because now people are going to say, this is me. Here's the difference between me and Guru, says Harry. I enjoy watching the game, but I look at the game from an analytical point of view. Guru looks at it from a fan point of view. It's fine.
But they're analytics in my fan point of view.
He says, hey, also, Goo, you're not going to know more about the Niners in 3 or 4 weeks. You are not going to know any more until playoff time because of the easy schedule.
So he's assuming they're in. See, I'm not.
I'm not either.
He's assuming they're in. That's where I'm like, Harry, that's a little strong for me.
It's kind of weird. He is acknowledging they're a playoff team, but he's saying they're not going to be a good playoff team.
But if these three don't tickle his fancy as far as difficult opponents, and then they could be 0-3, for him to assume that they're going to just run away with it and get to the playoff, I think that's scary.
Yeah.
That goes against his analytics. Of who I think he is, how he thinks.
You know, he also may watch 3 more games and say, you know what, now they're getting better. I think they got a shot. That could be the case, too. Somebody's saying here, I thought people do think, somebody's saying, Guru and Harry, stop it. One person except for Guru is saying the Buccaneers are legit. That's not true.
No, they are legit.
Some people think they're legit.
Tampa Bay is legit. Even before this 3-0, that's me. Baker is for real. Come on, Stoddy. They are for real.
I mean, I'd be more than willing to impose a rule that you can't say a team's good or not till week four.
First quarter of the season.
Exactly. So wake me when the first quarter's over.
Well, it's this Sunday, Stoddy.
I know.
You're right.
I know. But that's the thing. 49ers lose to Jacksonville, then people are going to say, this team should be 1-3. This team should have been 0-4. They stink.
Let me ask you a question.
Just the way it goes.
Let's just be real. Man to man. If I asked you who's a better football team, this got some hairy in it. Who's a better football team right now, the Eagles or the Rams? I don't care what – I know what I saw for a majority of the 60-minute Sunday. My answer, Steinie's the Rams. Philly won the game, but if I asked you right now who you think the better team is, Philly and the Rams, how would you answer?
Well, this is why last week was, to me, this is all that matters about last week, because nothing's going to stay the same. You're right. The Rams might be better than the Eagles right now.
Okay.
But the reason last week is a killer for everybody but the Niners is that the Rams tangibly have one of the toughest schedules in the league. So here came the Super Bowl champs, and they're on the road.
Right.
If they win that game, the Rams, now they're 3-0, and they've got to win against a team that nobody thought they were going to win against. Again, are they going to the Super Bowl?
I don't know.
They're 3-0. But nobody thought they'd be 3-0. People thought they'd be 2-1. So they let that slip away. Similarly, 49ers are coming down to the last play of the game against the Cardinals. They lose that game. Now they lose a division game. So to my way of thinking, I don't care if you think or don't think the Rams can win the Super Bowl or the 49ers can win 12. It doesn't matter. What happened in week three has given the 49ers an advantage that will help them possibly win the division. That kick doesn't get blocked. It goes in. But this is kind of the other thing about football. Two plays go the other way. The Rams are 3-0. The Niners are 2-1. But that's not what happened. So I don't know how to look. Yeah, I think you might be right. Rams might be the best team in the NFC West.
They might be. Yeah, and my whole thing of bringing that up, the premise was they're a good team, Stoney. They're a damn good team, the Rams.
It looks like it.
Yeah, you lost. You squandered that.
Let's go to we got Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
Hey, Leroy, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
You got it.
I just want to ask you guys a question real quick. I don't want to take up too much of your time because, man, you guys are on fire. There's people waiting to talk to you guys. I just wanted to know who you guys taking in a playoff game. And when I say who you guys, I'm meaning a coach. What coach you taking in a playoff game this year? You taking Dan Campbell? You taking Andy Reid? Or you taking Kyle Shanahan? Then I want to say something about the 49ers.
Well, I'm not sure what you're getting at, but
who would you take?
I would answer it this way. He must have hung up.
Oh, he was going to say something about that. I'm taking Andy Reid.
Sure, I'll take Andy Reid too. I'm wondering what the point was.
He was going to get
what I was going to say is, okay, who are you taking in the playoffs? NFC, who are you taking? NFC East, Nick Sirianni or Shanahan?
I got to put respect on Sirianni's name. I'm taking Sirianni.
All right.
And beat Kyle.
Kyle's a better coach. Probably. Probably
Sirianni's been to two Super Bowls.
I know, and I'm arguing against myself. Okay, but I think if you said, if you polled 30 fan bases, would you rather have Shanahan or Sirianni? I think most would say Shanahan.
And I used to hate on Sirianni. What did he do wrong for his name not to be the answer? And he's got a ring, and beat Kyle on the way to that ring, and should have had two, could have had two, Kyle two. But Stoney, how does Kyle supersede Sirianni in that question to you? That's what's wrong with everything.
Well,
but if we're being fair.
But if I would put it the other way, I would say, okay, so it's fine. You just think a guy's a better coach than another guy if he's got a ring. And I think a lot of people do that.
But they hooked up in the NFC Championship game, and he won.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you disagreeing with me that most fans would take Shanahan?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm just blown away at how that could be.
Well, my question is, if you told me, who would you're going into the NFC Championship game, forget the teams, you can have either Sirianni as the coach or Shanahan as the coach. I'm taking Shanahan as the coach.
Well, now
not knowing the team because, but again, I get somebody that would say, I'm taking Sirianni because he's won it and Shanahan's lost too.
And
like, that's fair,
okay.
But I would take Shanahan.
And the reason I'm saying Sirianni, and I'm putting respect on his name, is I'm still mad at Kyle for not throwing that flag in the first quarter when it was a questionable catch. Remember that play in the NFC Championship game? So I can only answer this question knowing what I saw. And I know Brock got knocked out, but, man, when you talk about being fair and keeping it real and 100, I mean, man, Sirianni has on his resume, like McVay, on my way to my lone title, I beat Kyle Shanahan in the NFC Championship game. And Kyle didn't throw a flag that a lot of people think Smith, you know, caught that ball. Had he threw that flag, maybe that changes the whole game. But you're right. 90% are going to say Kyle.
See, this is where I would love to know the percentage of 49er fans that really think if he threw that flag that a 31-7 game would have been different. That's all.
I'm so special.
Because I don't.
I say, had he thrown that flag, I can make an argument Brock don't get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because everything changes. Everything changes. That's just how I look at life. Just me. And that's what life's about.
But you didn't give me my answer.
Why does Kyle, why would you think most people surveyed would say Kyle's the better coach?
Because I've heard football people talk about Kyle for 8 years about how he is an elevated coach and play caller, and that he's able to, he for whatever reasons is among the best offensive coordinators or play callers in the league. And it just seems universal that Shanahan has something play calling wise that's a gift. And
but sometimes it gets in his way.
But I've seen it for 8 years, and I do believe there is something about his offense that is different than most other offenses.
There's
so
no doubt there.
That's why, you know, defensively, I don't really care about him. I don't know. That's the other thing about Sirianni. He's not really an offensive or defensive guy. Nobody really knows what he is.
But he's a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
And a leader of men.
What's his expertise?
I don't know. A couple years ago. I will say this to defend Kyle. Jalen Hurts, Donnie, you've been to the Super Bowl twice. I think most people would say, hey, that's not a shocker if any coach took Hurts to the Super Bowl. But when you take the likes of Jimmy Garoppolo and you make a Brock Purdy, I think I'm going against myself, but it's fine. It's why I give Kyle his flowers. That's not exactly the quarterbacks or quarterbacks you thought would be playing on that stage. And that's why Kyle, that's his biggest flex to me.
I just look at it as though, okay, so when I think about Shanahan and the Niners and the fan base, I think most fans think Shanahan's a damn good coach.
Yeah.
Just damn good coach.
And he is.
There's others that don't. So if I said something like this, okay, 49er fans, who would you rather have as the head coach, Shanahan or Sirianni? Are there, like, I think.
Now, that's a whole different.
I think 49er fans say Kyle Shanahan. Oh,
there's no doubt.
And I think they might even say, I mean, I think there's some people that associate Kyle Shanahan with, he lost two Super Bowls, he'll never win one, so that's it.
And I'm not saying
and Sirianni won it, and the conversation's over.
But he doesn't have a specialty, Sirianni. But if you put Andy Reid up there with Kyle, I think Andy Reid would be the winner because he specializes in offense. And I know he's got Michael Jordan at quarterback, but the bottom line is what I hate for Kyle Shanahan, I mean this, what I hate for him is the fact that he doesn't have that ultimate stamp of, man, I can do a lot and I've done a lot. But if you look at the two quarterbacks he's gotten to the biggest game and some NFC championship games, Jimmy went to one and so did Brock. He went to multiple. That's a flex, man.
If Kyle would have won a Super Bowl, see, here's like what I think. I think if Kyle were to have won one of the Super Bowls and Sirianni ended up doing what he did, nobody would put Sirianni in Shanahan's league.
Even though they both have one Super Bowl. Okay.
So
I'm doing, that's me.
That's why I'm saying, even though Shanahan has no Super Bowls and Sirianni's got one, I think most 49er fans would say, hell no, I don't want Nick Sirianni over Shanahan. Just throwing something out there. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo. Hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
What's up, Coach?
I love this conversation. My take is a little different. I take, elevating the coaches, head coaches, like betting on the jockey in a horse race.
Mm.
You don't bet on the jockey. You bet on the horse.
I like it.
Okay? Russell Bays. Yeah.
But you put Russell Bays on a mule, he's not going to win the race.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
And Steve Kerr just said as much recently that, Steph Curry won those championships for him.
Mm.
If you have the best athletes, you're going to win. Jimmy Johnson even said that.
He did.
My last little take is, back in the day when UCLA was winning all those championships, they interviewed Bill Walton. And they asked Bill Walton, who was his toughest competitor? He said the guy sitting at the end of the bench, Swin Nader.
Yeah.
Okay? You're only as good, especially in pro football, as your depth, okay? Because every team has injuries. Every team has injuries. So if you build up a strong team and you have good depth, if you have a great backup quarterback like Mac Jones is showing that he can play backup and win games for you, that's what's going to win it. So I put more on the athletes. Barry Switzer, okay, good. He has a championship. He has a Super Bowl, and he was not a great NFL coach.
I got you.
Okay, so that's my
take. Coach, let me leave you with this, though. Let me leave you with this. Outside of Jeff Hostetler, and this is no shade at those guys, Brad Johnson, and give me one more. What's our guy from the Ravens? Dilfer. I mean, the fact that Kyle was the offensive coordinator with Jimmy and a Brock Purdy, I mean, doesn't that mean a little, doesn't that hit different than, oh, Troy Aikman got us to the Super Bowl or Jalen Hurts or Mahomes? That's why I do give Kyle some more credit. They didn't win it, and they should have, but that's neither here nor there. The fact that he was able to instruct or coach those two dudes to almost winning it, Coach, doesn't that deserve some extra credit?
Goo, you said the operative word, almost. Mm. Almost. He didn't do it, okay? He didn't do it. Barry Switzer did it.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Coach. Yeah.
That's where I'm at, guys.
Appreciate the call.
Almost don't count.
Hey, this Sunday we're going to be back at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, and great games in the parking lot. Here's what's going on. Show starts at 10 o'clock in the morning with Evan Giddings and Lo Neal. All the early games are going to be on TV for you to watch. And get this, if you're going to the game, you can take a free shuttle to and from the game. That's right. So you park at Laughing Monk, they'll shuttle you to the game. After the game, they'll shuttle you back. to Laughing Monk. You can park at Laughing Monk for free, get on the bus for free, the shuttle bus, and join the party. And that's the way to do it on Sunday when Jacksonville's in town. All you got to do is sign up and reserve a spot. Do it now. Space limited. Go to 957thegame.com. Click on the kickoff show graphic and then click on the Eventbrite link. And that's all you have to do to sign up. Laughing Monk. Park at Laughing Monk. Take the free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.